But right now we've got two special guests in studio who I want to introduce. We've got Rufus Kamau and Paco de la India. Welcome to studio, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Rufus, we'll start with you.
Personally, I'm a research and markets analyst. I work with Scope Markets. So I mainly teach and train people about trading and investing in the financial markets.
Okay.
Trading stocks, Forex. And at the same time, I do Bitcoin.
Right. Mm. And you said you also write a column, right?
Yes. I'm currently a contributor at Forbes.com. So I write about blockchain and crypto projects and their impact to the community and the world.
Nice. And Rufus, you're new to Nairobi. Nico. Paco. You're new to Nairobi.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Asante.
Yeah, what are you up to here?
I am traveling around Africa. Started with Kenya by just using Bitcoin. So I will be traveling around from Kenya, going over to Uganda, Rwanda, by just using Bitcoin to show there's an adoption of Bitcoin, and hosting Bitcoin meetups to tell people the difference between Bitcoin and altcoins.
So let's talk about Bitcoin. What is it and how does it work?
Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. It's a digital. So it's a very revolutionary technology that makes it easier for you to transact with literally anyone, anywhere in the world. So it's permissionless, so you don't need any permission in that party to send money from A to B. At the same time, it's sensor-proof. Nobody can limit the activity you can do with your Bitcoin. So it's basically freedom to transact anywhere you want, anytime, and it's very secure.
And it's legal as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is it real money, and how do you change Bitcoin into actual cash?
So technically, It's in the early stages of adoption. So according to what Paco is doing, you don't literally need to change Bitcoin to actual cash. Bitcoin is cash. So when it comes to spending Bitcoin, you can spend it for literally anything. And from the journey that Paco has been following, right from India through to Kenya, he has been spending Bitcoin to literally buy in a service, buying food, paying for rent, transport and everything.
And as a beginner, how do I even find a Bitcoin, or how do I buy a Bitcoin? Where is it?
So technically, you just need to download a wallet and then find a P2P website where you can simply buy Bitcoin for fiat currency. So if you have Kenya shilling, dollars or any other currency, you can just convert that to Bitcoin via your app, and then you can use the app to spend your Bitcoin anywhere in the world.
Cool.
Would you say it's worth buying? Because it's new. So that, to me, I get scared when I hear something is new. It sounds dangerous. Is it worth buying?
So definitely it's worth buying. So one key thing about Bitcoin is that it gives you freedom to spend anywhere in the world. So if you have Kenya shilling, literally you can't spend Kenya shilling in China or any other country. But for Bitcoin, you can spend it anywhere you want in the world. At the same time, it's very secure compared to other means. Doesn't limit you. And the most important thing about Bitcoin is it preserves your purchasing power. So compared to other currencies, let's say the Kenya shilling, the dollar, or any other currency around the world, we know that central banks tend to print money over time. Currencies get devalued, you lose value of your money. But if you're using Bitcoin, over time, it keeps gaining in value. So it's there in track record since its invention is in 2009. I think it was trading in cents to a dollar. Currently, it's going for over $40,000 per Bitcoin.
Wow.
So, there's no limit. You can buy any amount. You can buy even 10 shillings worth of Bitcoin. So when it comes to spending, it makes it very easy and it's very secure.
All right. It's a Fees 984. Do send us all your questions on 0701-984-984. We are talking Bitcoin this morning. It's a Fees 984. Myself, Anwara, and Sony side up, and we're hanging out with Paco and Rufus. And I don't think you know this, but he's actually traveling 40 countries in 400 days.
Mad.
That's insane. And of course, he is a research and market analyst at Scope Markets. So we need to know more about Bitcoin.
Yeah. So we're talking all things Bitcoin, and thank you guys for coming to studio, because I actually know absolutely nothing. But Paco, tell us a little bit about your journey and what you're up to here in Nairobi.
In Nairobi, what I'm here to do is to just spend my Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Because there are places that accept Bitcoin here. You'll be surprised to know there's a massage place that accepts Bitcoin.
Oh.
There's a mobile store that accepts Bitcoin. There's a bookstore that accepts Bitcoin.
How do you find these places? Like, how do you know where accepts Bitcoin?
The community. The community reaches out. So I'm on Twitter and I reach out like, hey, I'm coming into Nairobi, or I'm coming into Mombasa. Anyways, in Mombasa and Mutuapa, I found a bar that accepts Bitcoin.
Cool.
So it was just amazing to just know that there are such places, there's adoption of Bitcoin. And on top of that, when I'm generally walking with my GoPro on the streets, and I just keep asking random store shops whether you accept Bitcoin. And you'll be surprised to know that Kenya is one of the top 5 traders in the world.
No way.
Yeah.
And I'm out here not even using Bitcoin. Man. So where have you been so far on your journey?
I have started from India, UAE, Thailand, Cambodia, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Qatar, Kenya, and I'll move forward all the way south to South Africa then.
Wow. And if somebody wanted to find this community of like Bitcoin users on Twitter, is there like a hashtag or a handle that we should be following?
Definitely. You just type hashtag Bitcoin, you'll find a lot here in Kenya, because Kenya has the most vibrant crypto community in the world.
Wow.
It is crazy. Like the amount of crypto education that is happening here, and obviously a lot of scams come with it.
Yeah.
So be careful of those. But there is a lot of adoption. You guys are hustlers. You guys are very smart. You guys don't sleep.
Thank you.
You guys are just on it. So that's really nice. And if you want, you can follow my Twitter handle. It's called Run With Bitcoin, as I move forward towards the Eastern African countries and I move over to the Southern Africa.
So if somebody is just getting started, someone like Anne or myself, what would you give as a few resources where we can learn more about Bitcoin, educate ourselves? I mean, of course, you've got YouTube, but are there like websites or places that we should be going to really learn about it and then be able to hopefully one day invest?
There's a very, very nice book. It's called The Bitcoin Standard. So are you guys aware of the gold standard?
No.
Do you know how your government prints money?
Tom says, yep.
Tom's knows.
Tom's from the back.
Hey.
We're like, what?
So the government used to print money on basis of gold standard, which was very simple.
Right.
It used to keep 500 kgs of gold. That's as a backup. And you're like, all right, we'll print money worth 500 kgs of gold because it is easy to move around with that money. That was abolished. Hmm. So now they're printing money in thin air.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. $7 trillion were printed by the United States last year. How do you think the COVID was funded? Exactly.
Mad.
That's the thing. So the Bitcoin standard teaches you to go back to having something that's scarce. There are only 21 million Bitcoins, which is very scarce. Hence, it is valuable. And one of the best things about Bitcoin versus other coins is that it is not owned by anyone. Let's say tomorrow Capital FM comes and says, hey, let's launch Capital Coins. But it is owned by you.
Mm-hmm.
But Bitcoin is not owned by anyone. It was found by somebody called Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2008 when the recession happened.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It all happened because of double spending. Because the banks were lending out more money than they could do. This is the system you have. I have $10, but the bank can lend out $100 10 times. And this is what was happening. So when this Bitcoin came, it says, this recession will not happen again. It's here to avoid double spending. You do not allow that. So the book Bitcoin Standard will really tell you about the history of money, how every 100 years there was a new currency. From 1400s onwards, we had the Portuguese, the Spaniards, the Dutch, the French, then we had the English, British pounds moving around, then now the dollars, and moving forward, the Bitcoin. So yeah.
Super cool. So it's definitely the future. And of course, we want to know if you have any questions for these guys in studio. You can let us know on 0701-984-984. Tweet us at TheFuse984, but stick around. We've got more conversation around Bitcoin coming up. Being played right here on The Fuse with Amora, myself, Sony Side Up. We've got two special guests in studio. We've got Rufus Kamau and Paco de la India. Thank you guys for joining us today. If you're looking for information on Bitcoin, you've come to the right place because we've got all the hot questions.
Because I'm asking the most basic questions because I really am so interested in this. How do I get a Bitcoin? Do I go into Google Play Store and just type in Bitcoin wallet? How do I get the wallet?
Well, when it comes to getting Bitcoin, there's a couple of P2P applications where you can literally buy Bitcoin for Kenya shillings. So it's an app that connects you to another person. So you literally say, I need some Bitcoin, do you have some Kenya shillings? I need some Kenya shillings, do you have some Bitcoin? So some of the most common applications right now, we have Benkiko, we have Bitlipa, we have Paxful. At the same time, we have Binance. So you can literally just download the app and then you'll find guys who are selling. They'll send you via M-Pesa. You can send your money via M-Pesa and get Bitcoin.
And what's the difference between Bitcoin and crypto?
Bitcoin is the original, is the first cryptocurrency. So when you compare with the other cryptocurrencies, you'll notice that all other cryptocurrencies are borrowing from the original code from Bitcoin. At the same time, Bitcoin is the most decentralized network. And by decentralized, it means that it's distributed. There's various people who run the ledger or a copy of the Bitcoin transactions around the world. So it's very distributed, it has a lot of people, but when you compare with other cryptocurrencies, they are very centralized. That is, they are owned by individuals or groups or even companies. So for most of these other crypto projects, you'll find, let's say, Capital FM has a Capital Coin. So whenever you enter the Capital ecosystem, you can pay with the Capital Coin. Just like if you go to a casino, you get the casino coins and you spend them there. So for most of the crypto projects, they are centralized, but when you compare with Bitcoin, Bitcoin is decentralized, meaning that it's permissionless, gives you freedom. You can transact it anywhere, anytime, and nobody will ever limit you.
All right. And a man 2 days ago talked about how he lost $500,000 because his friend had his password and he forgot and the friend passed away. Now, what happens when you forget your password? What do you do?
Yes. Well, that's an often overlooked feature of Bitcoin. The fact that it gives you so much freedom, then that freedom also is exposed to a hacker. So the entire network cannot be hacked, but obviously there's the weakness on your side. So since it's so simple, you don't need any permission to send or receive your money, you only need your passcode. Then if a hacker can access your passcode, then they can access your Bitcoins. Mm-hmm. So the security of your Bitcoin is in your hands. So that's why it's advised, whenever you have some Bitcoins, then you keep your code in a super secure place. You can write it down in a book. You just have to keep it very secure.
Okay, and one of the most wanted women in the world, right, stole $4.5 billion.
Yes.
She created a fake Bitcoin. I'm talking about Ruja.
Yes.
She's still on the run. How do you see the real and fake Bitcoin?
With Bitcoin, technology has really improved. So when it comes to the network, it's a completely, we can say, transparent. So we can all see, like literally right now, I can Google all the network transactions that have ever happened with Bitcoin from the first one. You can see where Bitcoins move. So even if you steal Bitcoin right now, you'll never be able to spend them anywhere. So if you go to spend the Bitcoin somewhere, then the entire community can see that you spent your Bitcoin here and you'll be nabbed right there.
All right. And for the beginners, if they want to locate you or find you and ask more questions as well, how are they able to do that? And also watch your vlogs as well as you travel, you know, 40 countries. How are they able to do that?
Personally, you can find me on Twitter, RufusKE. That's it. R-U-F-A-S-K-E.
Nice. Perfect.
Nice. And for me on Twitter, it's Run With Bitcoin. And on YouTube, it's called Paco de la India. And if you're on Instagram, it's Run Every City. And if you like to run, hit me up.
Amazing. Perfect. We're going to have this information on The Fuse 984. Do talk to us Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.